Let's bring in TSN CFL analyst, longtime CFL quarterback himself. He's in Ottawa. Here is Matt Dunnigan. What's happening, Matt?
Yeah, I'm about three watering holes in. I'm getting a bead on where the best place is, guys. That's exactly why we're here. We've cut the right deal. You know, being the sole provider of the product now for a number of years and being able to finish what we start and not have to hand things over to CBC. We like to get started early and get a bead on things because once you get closer to the game, things taper off and you start locking in, much like the players do and the football coaching staffs are involved with this week. That's the mindset. Go hard early and then taper off at the end and start focusing.
What's the mindset of Hot Rod Smith out at the pub?
He's been out of control. I was up with him, probably 3 o'clock Monday evening last night. I was in bed early, and word is he was up till wee hours in the morning.
Late.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
got a reputation, man. We love Rod Smith.
Hey, he can go, too, man. Gotta love the big man. The voice of God, Rugal, we call him, because he is like a vault. He is unbelievable. So glad he's our host. He's been phenomenal for us. He's a football guy, and he is dependable, and he brings it in so many different ways.
How do you guys treat Duthie? Because he probably shows up and thinks he's so cool. And you know, he's on the scene, and he acts like he knows everything. And you guys, I hope you give him the cold shoulder like he deserves.
Well, we have a history, right? Because he used to host our show. So it's like riding a bike with James. And we give him a hard time for sure because he deserves it. But he's also very cognizant of the fact that he doesn't want to step on toes. And he just wants to be a good teammate. He comes in here and he's very conscientious about the environment he's in. And that's why he's a pro. And that's why he makes the big bucks.
As a casual fan last year when Calgary was playing Ottawa, I thought Ottawa had zero chance. And I kind of have the same feeling about the Argos. Is that, as a casual fan, is that fair for me to think that going into this game?
Well, yeah, sure. Just based on records, based on history. It's different than seven-game playoff series or five games. It's winner take all. A lot of different things happen, and every play is significant, and momentum is such a factor. Weather conditions can be, people's, how they deal with pressure. You think you know somebody, and then in a situation like this, you're worried about the opponent, and you look left, and you got a buddy that's acting completely different, or a teammate that's acting completely different in a situation, and you go, why? Why are you changing now? Who are you? You just want to be consistent, and from the casual fan goes, I'm not a betting man for that reason, because there's too many variables that come into play, and on a one-game situation, anything can happen, and I think Toronto's playing extremely good football right now. Defensively, they're healthy. Offensively, they're healthy. They got the missing ingredient in James Wilder Jr. that gives them an opportunity to control the line of scrimmage, gives Ricky Ray an opportunity to deliver the ball to his receiving core. And then you got Calgary, on the other hand, that stumbled down the stretch. They got things together late against the Edmonton Eskimo football team that was the hottest team going into the playoffs, and they found a way to beat them and get back on track and kind of get a little bit of their swagger back and confidence back. They're healthy, so two healthy football teams, best football teams going at it on Sunday. It should be a really good one.
Yeah, I'm taking the points, man. I think the Argos can keep this
cover.
Close. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think they can cover with
Defenses. I think it's going to be low scoring, guys. What about you?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I look at these two quarterbacks, and when you consider their resumes, when you consider Bo Levi Mitchell and the numbers he's put up the past few years, and Ricky Ray obviously up for the MOP, from that standpoint, I would expect points on the board simply because of the quarterbacks. But I'm with you. I mean, the Argos, the story of their late season push and what happened last week was pass rush is there, and the defense has been stellar.
Yeah, you know, he's healthy again, and Cleo Lang and a Dylan Wynn in the middle pushing the pocket, and he got eliminated off the edge, and you got Justin Tuggle that is phenomenal, can play off the ball or come off the edge as well. And Jeff Finley is a backup rotating in the middle. They're solid, and believe me, guys, I've been to 6 Grey Cups, and defenses win championships, and when those guys in the defensive interior start dictating the game, it gets ugly in a hurry for a quarterback and changes the whole complexity of the football game.
With Matt Dunnigan, Argos Stampeders this Sunday on TSN 1050 and on TSN. Do you think the outcome of this game will factor into what Ricky Ray decides to do at the end of the season?
No question. No question. He wins. He rides off into sunset. He loses. I think he's got a better shot of coming back. And you just look at the relationship and the rapport that he's developed so quickly with Mark Trestman and Marcus Brady. It's been fun to watch. And I think it definitely has a factor in what happens. I think if he wins, we'll never see him again. He wins his fourth, first time ever for a CFL quarterback to start and win four Grey Cups. And he goes off with a legacy much like Tom Brady's built for himself down in the National Football League.
We were talking about the voice of God, Rod Smith. There's a couple of Texas boys in Ottawa this weekend, and one of them being Bo Levi Mitchell, the other one being yourself. Who has that Texas sound down pat more? Is it yourself or is it Bo Levi Mitchell?
I'd probably say Bo. Yeah, I'd say Bo. Just give him the benefit of the doubt. He's playing. He's center of attention. I'll just take a back seat. you look at Bo and his history with against the Toronto Argonauts during the regular season alone. He hasn't lost to him, guys.
Right.
He's 8-0 during the regular season. He's phenomenal. He's thrown 20 touchdowns to 3 interceptions against the Toronto Argonauts in 8 regular season football games. And so he's got a swagger and a Texas draw to go along and a resume to go along with to back him up. So he plays with a lot of confidence. And something's been going on with him all year long with his throwing arm and his elbow. And he's worked through that time off. And last week prior to the West Final, the rest did him good. Did Jerome mess him good? Did that football team good? And I just think he plays with a lot of confidence. I love it. I love the fact that he's from Texas. He plays clean football. He and Ricky Ray are probably the best, two of the best managers anyways in the Canadian Football League when it comes to managing football games. When you got a defense like both of them have, idea is not to turn the football over, not to press the issue, but let the game come to you and the plays present themselves, make it. And those two guys certainly have been able to do that.
Can't wait for it. Argo Stamps this Sunday. Enjoy it out there in Ottawa. Take care of our boy Duffy, and we'll do this again down the road.
What about Rod, man? What about Rod?
He can take care of himself. Fine. We're not worried about Rod.
I bet you he's in early tonight.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
Keep tabs on him. There he is, Matt Dunnigan, our TSN football analyst.